This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The nation celebrates its 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag at Red Fort in Delhi and addressed the nation. The celebrations this year also commemorates Yuva Shakti, acknowledging the contribution of young India in building a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Modi said that this is the first time since independence that Vande Mataram has resonated from the ramparts of Red Fort.
आज जब हम देश के लोग वंदे मातरम के 150 वर्ष मना रहे हैं तो इससे बड़ा उत्तम अवसर क्या हो सकता है। पिछले दिनों देश के कुछ हिस्सों में बाढ़ का प्रकोप रहा, भूस्खलन का प्रकोप रहा, अनेक परिवार प्रभावित हुए, उनके दुख दर्द को हम भली भांति अनुभव करते हैं। पीड़ित परिवारों को मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूँ कि हम और पूरा देश उनके साथ खड़े हैं।
Mr. Modi said that over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country with their determination and dedication made every possible effort to take the country to new heights. He said due to these efforts, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. He said India, which was once among the fragile five economies, has now emerged as a major and the fastest growing economy in the world. Mr. Modi said that India has set a big goal to become a developed nation by 2047.
भारत ने भी एक बहुत बड़ा सपना देखा और वो सपना है जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे 2047 में हम विकसित भारत बना के रहेंगे। 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के पुरुषार्थ से इस लक्ष्य को हमें हासिल करना और जब दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी आबादी वाला देश विकसित होने का संकल्प लेता है तो ये दुनिया की नजरों में भी हमारे साहस का परिचायक बन जाता है।
Highlighting the achievements made in different sectors, the Prime Minister said over the past 12 years, defense production has increased nearly fourfold. Mr. Modi unveiled a 7-point reform framework or Saptadhara aimed at accelerating India's journey towards becoming a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. He said work that could not be completed in the past 5 to 7 decades must be achieved within the next 5 to 7 years. Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class family for various public examinations. He said this is a revolutionary step towards making quality education accessible to everyone, led by top teachers. He said this will save thousands of crore rupees of middle-class families in coaching classes.
विभिन्न परीक्षाओं की फ्री ऑनलाइन कोचिंग हमने करने का निर्णय किया है। डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है, हमारे पास उत्तम टैलेंट है, टीचर्स है, उन संसाधनों को जोड़ करके हम देश के नौजवानों को फ्री कोचिंग देने का एक पूरा नेटवर्क हम खड़ा करने वाले हैं।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर आस्क्ड द यूथ टू हेल्प प्रोवाइड करेक्ट इन्फॉर्मेशन डिजिटली अबाउट देयर फैमिलीज टू मेक सेंसस एरर फ्री। ही अपील टू द यंगस्टर्स टू एक्टिवली पार्टिसिपेट इन ऑन गोइंग सेंसस एक्सरसाइज। West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari has called upon the people of the state to work together to build a more developed, prosperous and brighter West Bengal. In his Independence Day address through Akashvani Kolkata this morning, Mr. Adhikari extended his greetings to the people of the state on the 80th anniversary of independence. He paid tribute to the freedom fighters whose sacrifices made India's independence possible. Tripura Governor Indra Seni Reddy Nallu paid heartfelt tribute to the freedom fighters on 80th Independence Day, recalling their supreme sacrifices and urging people to draw inspiration from their courage, patriotism and dedication. A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit the ocean near Indonesia early in the morning, damaging homes and public buildings within triggering a tsunami warning. There are no immediate reports of casualties. The initial quake was followed by several aftershocks. The quake was felt across much of Flores Island. In men's cricket, India were 60-1 against host Sri Lanka in the first test of two-match series at Gale International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.